Live, 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL toll-free call-in line here on Free Talk Live's Live Wednesday edition with Mark.
Nemi.
And Wayne.
You can give us a call. Talk about what you want to talk about. 855-450-3733. The website's available to you also, where you can upload stories and blog posts and things like that that you'd like to show other folks, and they can vote them up, vote them down. Same for you. You can do the same. Also, there's the listening options at listen.freetalklive.com, where you can see all the different listening options for Free Talk Live. We make it easy for you. Not only do we have more than 100 great radio stations, also satellite options, live streams, webcam, listen lines, all of it for you. The listen lines are ways for you to make a telephone call and listen on your phone. It's listen.freetalklive.com. Let's go to Alma in Phoenix, Arizona. Alma, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mark. How are you?
All's well. You?
I'm great. I wanted to let you guys know that your show is awesome. I'm looking forward to having Ian back. I love hearing all the guests and everything. But I first heard about you guys at Porkfest, actually. I went there with the Phoenix, with Freedom Phoenix and Ernie and Drew and Nick and everyone. And it was,
we do love
it was
the Phoenix, Freedom's Phoenix crew.
Mm-hmm. We sure
yeah,
do.
Yeah, I started getting involved with the activism in them a few years ago through the Ron Paul campaign, and I've gone down the rabbit hole myself and no longer vote or any of that kind of stuff. But I am wondering why you guys chose New Hampshire for the Free State Project.
Because New Hampshire is awesome.
I know.
That's the native.
I love it. I didn't want to leave. When I went there, I definitely didn't want to come back to the heat in Arizona. It's ridiculous out here, but... the property taxes in itself are so high in
Indeed.
New Hampshire.
So let me explain it for everybody here. The Free State Project is a project to move 20,000 liberty-loving individuals to one state, so that they can have an effect on that government in order to reduce it to the size that only the maximum role would be to protect life, liberty, and property. And that's the intention. The creator of the Free State Project, Jason Sorens, came up with a list of basically the 10 smallest states in the union, and he excluded Hawaii because of its politics, and he excluded Rhode Island due to corruption, and basically had these other states. And, you know, there's a couple of other states that have something to say for themselves. New Hampshire was picked for a couple of reasons. Essentially, the people who lived in New Hampshire, there were quite a few people who signed up for the Free State Project that lived in New Hampshire. They believed it to be the best choice, and they put together a list called the 101 Reasons to Move, you know, that New Hampshire should be the Free State or something like that.
Are you familiar with anyone researching land patents and how to get out of property taxes or maybe purchasing land?
Let me address the issue of the taxes first. I haven't even got to the property taxes on New Hampshire yet. So let me address that, and we'll talk about land patents in just a second. So anyway, they came up with the idea, you know, New Hampshire was voted in. It has been rated by the Mercatus Center 2 times as the freest state in the union. This is before the Free State Project even really took hold on the first vote. And so, I mean, there's lots of good reasons why New Hampshire is a great starting point. The single biggest complaint about people is that people have is the property taxes. Because New Hampshire doesn't have a sales tax and it doesn't have an income tax, people, you know, many of the taxes come from property taxes. Now,
right,
I would like
high.
To point out...
They're really high.
In some towns, they are.
Property taxes are high, and they are lower in different places. Some places they're lower, some places they're higher. But the tax burden in New Hampshire, as I understand it, is the lowest in the union. Mm-hmm. So, you know, the taxes
is there
maybe...
anyone in the Free State Project specifically that is focusing on eliminating property taxes?
Well, they're working on all kinds of tax issues, but basically they're in, you know, the Free State Project has put together organizations like, you know, helped in the founding of the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance, and the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance has more than a quarter of the people in the New Hampshire House are endorsed by the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance. So it's, you know, there's essentially a libertarian veto on all spending that goes forward. I don't know about limiting the growth of government in the next few, about shrinking the size of government in the next few years, but I'm reasonably certain that the Free State Project is going to have a role in limiting the growth of government down to nil, essentially, in the next few years, because we have the libertarian veto. And that doesn't exist anywhere else in the union.
Additionally, there's the problem of longstanding, just traditionally with the sales and the income tax, there is the no tax pledge that most politicians need to state their case, their position on it before they run for office. And historically speaking, anyone who even remotely suggests an income tax or sales tax is political suicide here.
Yeah.
You won't get the votes. Mm-hmm. So instead, they jack the property tax. They jack the fees. I mean, to register my car almost doubled last year, and fees for licensing and other things.
So they're just going about it different ways to
absolutely
make up their losses.
It's still a tax. It's just not a sales tax or an income tax.
There has been a law, a bill proposed that would allow people to purchase an allodial title for basically 10 years worth of property taxes. An allodial title would mean that they didn't owe property taxes at that point. That would be basically a one lump sum payment for 10 years, and then you would, you would essentially really own your land as opposed to the government owning your land in the way that you pay rent every year to them in property taxes. That has yet to go through. It may be, this may be the time for it to come up. It may not. I don't know. It's going to be, the state's really tight on budgets, and they would love to have these big lump sum payments coming in, but they also know what would they be doing for the future.
Well, I'm really looking forward to joining the No State Project, wherever that ends up being. I know Mark Stevens has his show and everything, but I'm looking for something more physical, maybe a place where the property taxes are already so low and people are able to maybe buy land at auction for, say $300 an acre somewhere, and then go from there. And I know that when you buy land at auction, you receive a deed, but you don't sign anything. And yes, on that deed, it does state that you are held accountable for any taxes attached to that property, where as if, you choose a place in northern Arizona, your property taxes for a whole year could possibly be $30 to $60.
Yeah.
And if you live in Apache County and you register your cars there, you don't even have to go through emissions or anything like that. So there are advantages to living outside of the city. I think we might have a better chance of becoming free sooner if we look at things from that perspective.
Sure, but living outside of the city has its disadvantages too. I mean, it's going to be very difficult to attract young people to live, far away from things where they've got a 2-hour drive to get to a Walmart or something like that. And the intention here, and different ideas. I'm all for different ideas. I'm for them, absolutely, Alma. But
I'm looking for them. I'm looking for all of the ideas.
I haven't found them. I found a couple of ideas that seem to make sense to me, and right now, currently, the one that seems the best is the Free State Project. There's been other projects, but they all seem to kind of piddle and fail because they need other people to get involved. And that's why the Free State Project has been successful, is getting people involved, whereas the rest of them haven't.
If you go to the Free State Project website, which is freestateproject.org, on the left sidebar, there's a little section that says, what is the FSP? And if you click it, it opens up and you'll have the 101 reasons to move to New Hampshire. And you might want to take a look at those, because there's some pretty compelling reasons there.
Yeah, and I mean, you can come up with your own ideas, and they're great. But, I mean, I've got my own idea. We could all be free tomorrow if we all decided to stop paying taxes to the government immediately. Let's just get everybody to stop doing that. And they won't, right?
I mean, everyone has their own battles. I'm a full-time slave right now, so yeah. I understand completely more than anyone how much I want to get out of this. And if I have to go live in this outside the city, and maybe I only have 5 friends that maybe come out there, I'm just going to have to deal with it. And, at least if I have internet access, I will be able to.
You could do both. New Hampshire has places that have no property taxes. They're different purchases or things. There's different towns, little segments of the state that have no property tax whatever. And if, you know, I don't know how one gets, I've never looked into going out into the wilderness like that. But if you wanted to do that, that's a possibility too. Thanks for the call, Alma. 855-450-FREE. 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal. But something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait. There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
OpticsPlanet.com is where discerning gun owners and outdoorsmen go to gear up. OpticsPlanet has the best selection of rifle scopes, red dots, night vision, holsters, bags, and tactical gear on the planet. With always low prices, free shipping on most orders, and expert customer service. Go to OpticsPlanet.com/GCN to get a free gift with purchase. That's OpticsPlanet.com/GCN. Or call 800-332-OPTICS. 800-332-6784.
We want to know, how do you use WebEx?
When I travel, I use WebEx for face-to-face meetings with clients online. We share documents and presentations, and they know, even though I'm not in the office, I'm always available to them. WebEx is awesome.
Connect online and share what's on your computer screen with others. Anytime, anywhere. On their desktop, on their laptop, or mobile device. Go to WebEx.com right now and try WebEx free. WebEx from Cisco. WEBEX.com.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Let's take a toll-free call in line here on Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733. 1-800-333. You can call in and talk about whatever you want to. Alma just called in, talked about, you know, why the Free State Project? What about land patents? What about living, free? And, you know, I'd really like that. I think the worst thing about New Hampshire is its property taxes. Maybe the snow and ice. But, different folks, different strokes, but New Hampshire, the freest state in the union, and I think that it's going to, on the aggregate, get freer because the rest of the states are governments are going to get bigger and bigger.
And if you look at your property tax bill here, a portion of it goes to the state because they don't collect income taxes or sales taxes.
Right.
A portion goes to your county and part goes to your town. And it depends on the town because some towns are relatively low. I'm paying less than I did in my house in Florida 10 years ago.
Yeah, well, you've got to give it time to work, too. You know, the Free State Project's only been around for a couple of years, only had, managed to get some reps in place in the last couple of years. So, it takes a while to do any project, especially projects where you're trying to get people on board. The Free State Project already has more than 10,000 signers, so.
And, Mark, when you say getting bigger, I think we should clarify. I mean, it's the role of government that you're trying to prevent from getting bigger. Because
yes.
New Hampshire, I don't know how many people out there actually know this, we have the third largest parliamentary body in the world.
That's true. I think it might be the English-speaking world. I've heard this superlative used in the past. The German thing seems to get bigger and smaller, depending on the year. So sometimes it's the third and the fourth in the world, but yeah.
We're up there. For such a tiny little state, we have, and we're also operating out of our original state house too.
Which means that the average person has their representative represents maybe 2,000 or 3,000 people.
Yeah, yeah.
Which means that you can really, really have some kind of effect on these representatives. I mean, they care about your vote. I mean, you and your family are practically a voting block in their district, so that matters to them. When you call your rep, you're getting their home number. You're talking to their kid, usually, daddy's not home right now or whatever. These things really happen.
I ran for selectman in my town, and I had only lived in the town for 10 months. And I just sent out a letter to everybody in town. I went down to the town hall. I bought a little database of everyone in town, their addresses. I sent out a letter about what I believed in, what I wanted to do. And I lost by 29 votes.
It's pretty close.
Yeah.
And that's, that's 10 months of being in town. You probably, if you run again, you'll have a much better shot. Not that, sometimes people decide that that's not their activism. You know, it is, that kind of thing. So we were talking about Ron Paul before the top of the hour. And I think there's more that bears mentioning. Currently, the media is trying to downplay Ron Paul as having a possibility. I think it's having an effect.
He can't win message that's being sent constantly on people.
And I think that a lot of people believe the message. He can win if people vote for him, and that's the long and the short of it. And if the media keeps saying that he can't win, then people won't vote for him, so then he can't win, right? It's a self-fulfilling prophecy. If they acted like he was a top-tier candidate, like they act like the rest of these guys. They're not acting like Herman Cain can't win. They're not acting like Michelle Bachmann can't win. They don't say the quixotic Michelle Bachmann. They don't say those things.
Mm-hmm.
They say them specifically about Ron Paul. And I think that they're trying to not be, viewed as, fringe media or something like that. I mean, somehow or another, Ron Paul and his supporters have gotten the idea that they're crazy or something like that.
But this time around, a lot of his ideas are becoming a lot more mainstream. So I think it's increasingly difficult for them to paint him as the crazy old uncle in the attic.
Yeah.
And
when Jon Stewart interviews him, that really gives him mainstream cred.
Definitely.
So, the interview, you were telling me you watched it, Nimmy. What was your impression on the interview?
Well,
I haven't seen it.
I love Jon Stewart. He's very clever. He's been on the air for a long time, and it never fails to surprise me how much research he's actually done into his host. Even though I've been watching him for years, I shouldn't be surprised anymore. And to see him with Ron Paul, and I only saw some sections of it, my take was that he was really impressed with him as a candidate. And, the cheering in the audience, obviously. I mean, he's got great clout. But I think his appearance on Jon Stewart did nothing but help him and really convince people to take another look at him.
So at this point, Ron Paul's in the top three as far as fundraising goes. He's in one of two essentially that can beat Barack Obama according to the polls. Now, I'm of the opinion that Barack Obama is going to have a really difficult time pulling off the general election because, you know, the economy's in the tank and it's not going to come out in the next 12 months or so. So that's going to be very difficult.
That's where those electronic voting machines come in handy.
Right, and you're mentioning the Diebold machines here, and I think that's something that's important to bring out. The great thing about the Ron Paul campaign is that it's lighting the brush fires of liberty across the nation. I wonder about even if he did manage to even if he was the big candidate right now. Would he win with these Diebold machines? Now, in New Hampshire, we have paper voting. It's much harder to cheat, so you'll know something is up early on. But Mitt Romney's going to do really well in New Hampshire.
He will, but last time around, I found it very suspicious that he was polling about 17 or 18% 2 days before the primary. He ended up with, what, 8 or 9%?
Ron Paul?
Yeah. Yeah, and then there was the recount issue, which there was a technicality where they didn't do the recount, I think because part of the payment for the recount came off of PayPal. Do you remember the details on that? It was really fishy, though.
I know is they had video of the election supervisors breaking the law, the election law, and no one did anything about it. Mm-hmm. And this is what, you know, really I find disgusting is that their laws mean nothing to them.
And the boxes of votes had been, they were sealed with tape that could just peel right off without... Yeah. It was really crazy. So
they have video of all this stuff. Go back and look.
Believe me, the establishment is scared to death of Ron Paul, especially this time around because he's got more support than ever. He's been building support over the last 4 years, and I think they're going to do whatever they can to prevent him from getting the nomination. If he gets that, it's going to be really interesting to watch the presidential election. Now there was a story from Uptime, which is on ArsTechnica.com. Diebold voting machines vulnerable to remote tampering via man-in-the-middle attack.
So these machines are vulnerable to tampering from remotely. I mean, yes. You only have to be on site to tamper.
Correct. Researchers at the Department of Energy's Argonne National Laboratory have demonstrated an electronic man-in-the-middle attack that allows remote tampering with the Diebold AccuVote voting system. Argonne's vulnerability assessment team has previously exposed the same vulnerability in the Sequoia AVC machines in 2009 and believe the attack could be used against a wide range of voting machines.
That's crazy. I mean, you know, they make these machines. The government can't even get machines that are tamper-proof. Why is that? I mean,
well, no machine is tamper-proof. That's why.
Well, you'd think that they could at least make something that's not, that wouldn't go on the internet or something. That it would be. I mean, would you really want to hook this into something? I don't know. That doesn't make any sense to me. Paper ballots are the way that people are going to feel comfortable. These voting machines, it seems to me, just open the door for fraud. 855-450-FREE, SACL toll-free call in line on Free Talk Live.
They're poisoning the water with fluoride. They're spraying the air with heavy metals. Why and what can you do to defend your family? This week at waterwebinar.com, in an all-new free live online webinar, Earth's most powerful cleansing secret is being revealed. A secret they don't want you to know about. Find out how to take fluoride and heavy metals out of your water and your body. Use it to neutralize deadly inorganic particles like lead, aluminum, even mercury, and remove these accumulated poisons from your body. Go to waterwebinar.com. A water secret so powerful, some have called it the number one threat to the entire New World Order health agenda. It was even used during Chernobyl to clean up nuclear contamination. Go to waterwebinar.com now and sign up for free to find out how to turn the worst water on this planet into pristine, clear drinking water which heals your body. You can take your water freedom into your own hands and defend yourself and your family from the globalist health agenda. Don't get left behind. It's your life, your water, your freedom. Fight for it. Go to waterwebinar.com now.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com. Taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
This is not a drill.
Repeat,
this is not a drill.
Gun sales are on a staggering pace.
Gun prices are going through the roof, and that means desperate, vicious criminals now want your guns
and will do anything to get them.
Now, a new book reveals powerful secrets for hiding your guns from thieves and looters. You'll learn step-by-step, battle-hardened techniques, where to hide your guns so criminals will never find them,
how to create the perfect hiding place,
as well as the places you should never hide your guns
under any circumstance.
These and other closely guarded gun-caching secrets are guaranteed to keep your weapons safe and out of sight when the going gets tough.
But listen up.
For security reasons, the Hide Your Guns book and even the website may disappear without warning at any time. Go to HideYourGuns.com.
That's HideYourGuns.com.
Or call 877-327-0365.
Before they come for your guns.
HideYourGuns.com right now.
Right now.
Right now.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Toll-free call-in line here on Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733. Do you want to become electrically independent? Then you need a power system that will take power from the sun, the water, the wind, gas generators, DC welders, bicycle generators, whatever. You also need to start small and grow your system. The SG1 by Sound Wisdom is the only system that will enable you to do all those things. See it at freetalklivesolar.com. We've teamed up with them bring you really the best system for a solar power backup system that you can find. Even on Sunday nights, experts are standing by to give you free education and answer all your questions. It's freetalklivesolar.com. You can find the telephone number there. I recommend this system highly. And let's go to Daniel. Oh, I should introduce everybody. This is Mark.
Nemi.
And Wayne.
We are your Free Talk Live hosts for this evening. Danielle in Seattle. Daniel?
Hi. Hi. Good evening, Mark, Nemi, and Wayne.
Thanks, Daniel. Good evening. What's on your mind?
Well, you guys were talking about those dipole machines before the break there.
Yeah.
And it's pretty clear, if anyone who wants to do just a few minutes of research will find that they're completely insecure. It's just a complete scam.
Right, I have never seen the story that says dipole machines resist cracking.
Yeah,
I've never seen it.
Will probably.
What?
What I wanted to call about that was just an off, you know, an aside. Is caller Nick has been calling in the last few nights talking about scent.
Yes.
And how his dad claimed that when you live in a place that you consent to the rules of that place, and that's kind of been the topic.
Yeah.
The last few nights when he calls, I just want to give a little illustration to show how silly of an idea it is.
Okay.
Imagine if you're in a building with no exits and only two rooms, and in one of the rooms with you, there's a man who owns that room, who's paid for it and owns it, and he says, the rule here is whoever's in this room, I get to beat up brutally with a baseball bat. But if you don't like that, you can go into the other room. But if you go in the other room, there's a man there who says, I own this room, and I paid for it. It's my room. And the rule is whoever comes in this room with me, I get to savagely rape. But if you don't like that, you can go in the other room.
And this is essentially the choice that one's left with. What you're speaking is that governments are institutions of violence. I mean, that's what they claim for themselves, the monopoly privilege on the use of force and violence in a given geographic area. They can certainly delegate that to different organizations, and they do at times. But
there's no area where there's no government. If you look on a map, there's no big land mass that says, you know, for rent or available now.
Right. There's no place to go. There used to be at some points, frontiers where I suppose you could go kill other people to be free. There are places where you'll get less and more intrusion by the government around. And there's different governments that are sort of better and worse. In the United States, I would say, is in the top 10, and everybody would say they're in the top 15, I would say, around the world as far as freedom goes. But they can't claim to be number one. They're not even number one on any of the lists as far as freest nations in the world rated by whatever the criteria is that they rate. I haven't seen one where the United States is the freest. It is probably the best place at this point to make a buck for a lot of people. But I think if I were a young man, I might even consider Southeast Asia. Mm-hmm. There's some arguments to be had for that.
And even if you try to go somewhere, like, let's say, the middle of the ocean or Antarctica, once the government finds out you're out there, they're going to come after you anyways, even though it's not their land necessarily.
What do you think they'd come after you there for?
Well, let's say you took a cruise to Antarctica and jumped off the ship or whatever, or on one of the days you just ran out and, you made a cabin out somewhere.
Yeah.
Once the cruise called the search and rescue people, then they would bring government agents looking for you, and they would find you, and they would bring you back and probably charge you with something as well.
I would think that you could go to Tierra del Fuego and get some kind of boat that'll take you out to Antarctica if you desperately want to go there.
Yeah.
You're going to have one heck of a time. The difficulty is, what do you build the house with? Living in Antarctica is very difficult. But, I don't think the government's really going to stop you from buying a big boat and living out in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean if that's what you wanted to do.
Well, if they find out you're smoking weed or something.
I don't think so.
Probably a good chance.
Because they want to tax you.
Or not paying tax on the boat, exactly.
Now, I might agree with you if you said that you were going to set up your own banking system and internet servers so that you could make it like an internet bank that they couldn't have some kind of control. At that point, I might believe that they would come after you. But if you want to smoke pot and bring out some hookers or whatever it is that you want to do in your lascivious lifestyle, I don't think they're going to bother you that much. That's not their big concern. They certainly let the gambling boats go out there and do their thing.
True.
And as I understand it, there are some hedonist resorts and cruises that occur, and God knows what goes on in them.
But definitely don't go out there and grow a lemon tree.
Right, don't grow a lemon tree, though, Daniel.
Okay, I won't. Okay, thank you.
Thanks for the call. 855-450-FREE. Oftentimes there's this conspiracy theory out there that says that every war that's been fought in the last 100 years was essentially fought because nations wouldn't get in line on the centralized banking system. And I look at that thing and read as much as I possibly can about it, because it's very interesting to me that, isn't it strange that the nations that don't want to get on board with the sort of international banking system as it exists are the ones that get invaded?
Well, like Libya, for example. Gaddafi, for the last few years, has been trying to get all the Middle Eastern nations to go on a gold dinar type system.
Yeah.
And he was really pushing pretty hard for that. And I know that he made some enemies from that alone, not to mention other things he was doing to buck the West. But, he's been kind of a puppet dictator for some time. But a lot of times these puppets get a little uppity after a while, like Noriega, like Saddam Hussein, this seems to me to be just another one of those situations.
But I do think that one can probably find more freedom by, frankly, that's what I've said all along on Free Talk Live, is if you want liberty in your lifetime, you can move to the Free State Project and work for liberty in your lifetime amongst other people, and you will bring liberty to other people and that kind of thing. If you want it tomorrow, get a sailboat and go out of the ocean. You'll be free. As I understand it, there are ways to, hook up to the internet and get television and all the things that one has in real life. I mean, you can have it if you want. It's going to be a completely different lifestyle than what you're used to, but it's available to you. So let's go on to the Ron Paul subject here. Wayne, do you have you had a little more, is that right?
Let's see. I think I did. Well, it was the second story I had about Ron Paul, aside from getting into the voting machine issue, was that when they did a poll, they found out that only he and Mitt Romney polled higher than Obama at this time.
Yeah.
And Rick Perry, trying to be kind of a counterfeit Ron Paul type, did not score very well in this latest poll. And probably his performance in the debates has been very dismal as well. So yeah. I'm a little relieved about that.
I wonder how Bachman's going to do in the Iowa caucus. I mean, she's an Iowa girl, and I expect her to do a better showing. But I wonder if she'll actually come in first place. I mean, I'm not quite ready to make that prediction. I am willing to make the prediction that Mitt Romney will come in first place in New Hampshire. It's not pleasant, but New Hampshire, the New Hampshireites consider themselves to be sort of a Massachusetts satellite state. They love the Red Sox.
Only in parts, and I think that in my experience, more New Hampshire residents actually love to hate Massachusetts, and politics aside, may actually go so far as to not vote for Mitt Romney.
Maybe, but I'll tell you, he's polling rather well in New Hampshire, and if he wins in New Hampshire, though, I don't think it'll be any big thing for him. It won't catapult his campaign because people will just say, he was going to win that anyway.
Right.
In the same way that Bachman doing well in Iowa won't particularly be anything huge for her.
But they both have had a history of kind of buying supporters in straw polls.
Yeah, and Ron Paul is probably going to get a certain amount of blue Democrats, or blue Republicans, Democrats that move over to vote for him. Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at crossbreedholsters.com. Again, that's crossbreedholsters.com.
The Ruger LC9. Compact, powerful, and perfect for personal protection. The LC9 is only slightly larger than the popular Ruger LCP. Features a checkered grip frame to provide a secure and comfortable grip, and includes a finger grip extension floor plate. The LC9 also has a dovetailed high-visibility 3-dot sight system, blued alloy steel barrel, manual safety, and loaded chamber indicator. The LC9, another innovative American-made product from Ruger. Learn more about the Ruger LC9 at ruger.com/LC9.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bugs from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amounts. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money-back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works. We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL toll-free call-in line. 855-450-3733. Go check out freetalklive.com. We have ways for you to find out all the news, things that are going on Free Talk Live. When Ian gets out, you'll be the first to know. If you go to news.freetalklive.com and sign up for the email updates there. We also have Twitter and Facebook, whatever makes you happy. It's news.freetalklive.com. I just mentioned Ian. We are on day 50 of the Ian Freeman incarceration count-up. Our main host in jail for standing in front of a police car a year ago because he felt that they were taking a young woman to jail unjustly. It's Mark with you.
Nemi.
And Wayne.
Let's go to the phones. Derek in Oklahoma. Derek?
Hey, guys. My son has his 2 months vaccination tomorrow.
Yes.
And I was wondering if you guys, I really don't think I want to do it. I was wondering if Jack ever got his vaccination.
My son Jack has never been vaccinated. The opinion that I have on the subject is I don't feel that they can possibly know all the things that vaccines do. And I know that some people have reactions to vaccines. I have had reactions to the flu vaccine. I don't know everything about vaccines. And so, therefore, what I've decided to do is err on the side of discretion. The one thing when you have, a two-month-old is if the vaccines, for instance, cause some kind of brain damage or something like that, you'll never know. You'll never know because you would have nothing to compare it to. Whereas if, for instance, for all the good it'll do you, if a vaccine harms an adult, you'll know, you'll have a much better idea, well, it was the vaccine that did that.
Yeah. When my daughter was about that age, our pediatrician was harping on us to get this certain vaccine. I think it may have been a hepatitis vaccine. How's a two-month-old or three-month-old going to have contract hepatitis anyway when it's sexually transmitted? So I fought him on it. He threatened to basically drop us as a patient, but I wasn't concerned about that. And do you know, a week later, it came out that they stopped giving that vaccine to children under 6 months old. And when I went back the next time, he mentioned it, and I said, well, couple of weeks ago, you would have said this was safe, and now it's come out that they're not vaccinating children under 6 months with this anymore because it's had a lot of reactions. So be careful, and if you choose to do it, in my situation, I've always tried to read the insert to see what's in it because different batches have different adjuvants in it, and maybe that batch doesn't, and some do. So it's very hit or miss, and you got to be careful, but my opinion.
What are you concerned about, Derek, just sort of looming vaccines are bad thing?
Yeah, I've just been reading there's more, you know, the possibility of adverse effects is pretty much greater than the benefits.
I wonder about that. I mean, you know, this is really where it came down for me on my side is, you know, I think about polio, for instance. Polio, yeah. Pretty much eradicated from the planet. Not entirely. There are places where you can go find yourself polio.
In laboratories, you can.
Well, like, you know, maybe some very, very remote places where they don't have a heck of a lot of running water and things like that. Yeah. But here in the United States, you're probably not going to get polio, and so you have a much higher chance of having an adverse reaction to the polio vaccine than you do of actually contracting polio if you don't get the vaccine. So one has to wonder why. Now, there have been some claims of outbreaks of measles and that kind of things and mumps and stuff like that, but these are childhood diseases that most children lived through in the past anyway,
and they get them and then you're immune for life.
And most of the times, the people that are contracting them have already gotten the vaccine. So you wonder, what's the purpose of these things? I'm not saying that the vaccine companies are out there to get you for the $12.50 or whatever it is for the measles, mump, and rubella vaccine. I don't know what it is, but it's not that much.
It's very profitable. But when we were kids, it was probably maybe 4 to 8 vaccines you had to get. They said you had to get to go to school. Now it's over 40 in many places.
And also, the vaccine companies don't have any liability for what they do. I mean, if for whatever reason that vaccine kills your kid, you have no recourse against the vaccine company.
There is a fund. There is a government fund that you can claim and get some money.
I'm sure, but you won't get much.
What amount of money can bring your child back to normal?
Yeah, exactly.
Of course, what amount of money would make you happy if your kid died of one of these other diseases? And that's what makes it tough. And this is really and truly one of those situations where there's so much information out there, Derek, that nobody can really know what the right answer is. Mm-hmm. You can research in whichever direction you want. I mean, essentially, if you come up with a hypothesis, then you can dig down into that direction. You'll find all kinds of information to back up whichever way it is that you want to go. And it essentially, at some point or another, you have to make the decision yourself. And the decision we made, my wife and I, was that that the Hippocratic Oath is to first do no harm. So first, I'm not going to do any harm. And that's why we decided not to vaccinate Jack.
Me too. I agree with that, Mark. Because if you look around you and they say something is safe, but then you see all these situations among people you know. I have a very good friend I grew up with whose daughter became severely autistic immediately after having the MMR vaccine, for example. And I remember I was with the girl. I saw her a week before, and she was perfectly normal. She looked me right in the eyes. She spoke. And then after this thing, she was completely different.
Hmm.
And that was the only change. And parents say that, and then you hear people say, the pundits will say, oh, no, that was, it's all in your head.
These anecdotal stories are scary as heck, though. I had a friend who told me, I think it was his father, it might have been his grandfather, I'm not 100% sure on the story, but that he took the vaccine went to work healthy, took his lunch to work, took a vaccine while he was at work, came home at noon sick, and was dead by 8 p.m. I mean, it could be that he died of spinal meningitis or something like that, but it could just as easily be that the vaccine killed him. And I don't think that the medical community is really eager to find out that these vaccines might have more adverse reactions than they know.
Well, the medical community is a lot of very well-meaning people, but they also don't realize they're being indoctrinated by a cartel. And so you hear them repeating things they've learned in school when they haven't always investigated the alternative viewpoint.
Derek?
Yeah. I mean, I think I'd rather not gamble anything with my child, and especially when you're relying on the state giving you your odds, you know?
Yeah.
Well, you know, trust of the state, really.
It's definitely your decision either way, whatever you do. And some children, a lot of children are vaccinated, and they seem to be fine. But
I mean, I had all mine, but...
Yeah, same here.
A lot of people have never had theirs. So.
Interestingly, I vaccinate all my pets, though. Because, you know, if the dog dies or the cat dies, I don't feel bad about that. I'm going to live through that. And if the cat, you know, the cats are going to want to go outside, they're going to want to live a full life or whatever. So I let the, you know, I get the feline, whatever, vaccine for them. But for the kid, I'm just so absolutely petrified and doing the wrong thing. That's the decision that I made. I encourage you to research this and come up with the best decision for you. But, you know, it's a decision that you have to make.
One thing that bothers me is the manufacturing process doesn't always lend itself with vaccines to be consistent and pure. So some batches will be contaminated and some won't be because they're growing pus, you know, and using animal pus and different strange things in these things. And so what they find out when people have reactions is that they're the lawyers that go after these companies and try to get settlements say there's usually hot lots, they call them, where there'll be one lot or a couple lots that actually cause a lot of injuries and then other lots that don't. So but you're not going to know if you have a bad lot or a contaminated lot until after. So, again, you know, and the other thing is they tend to they kind of mix up terminology. They'll say, well, I've been immunized by being vaccinated. And that's not necessarily true. You could be immunized, but you can immunize yourself also by getting measles or mumps, for example, and then you're immunized for life. Whereas when you get a vaccine, many times you have to get a booster shot a few months or years later.
Yeah, it makes you wonder how successful the booster shots are. Derek, thanks for the call. When I took the flu vaccine and got very, very ill. Now, I am assured that there's no way that you can get the flu from the flu vaccine, but the illness that I got was exactly like the flu. My temperature was 102.7, and when you're an adult, that's a dangerous thing to have happening. I mean, you're talking about cooking your brain pretty close to that level. And you know, the next year, the doctor's like, there's no way that could have happened. You're just, you know, whatever. He gave me some kind of explanation, you know, that you caught some other flu or something. It didn't immunize you for the right flu. You just caught a different one, blah, blah, blah. I took it again. And within 3 days, I became not as sick as I was the first time, but just about as sick as I was.
I've heard that from other people
previously. And, you know, as I've looked at this and the claim is that what I'm having is an allergic reaction that is so similar to the flu. But I went for years thinking that the flu vaccine gave me the flu. And you can imagine when the medical community, in fact, most of them will do things like this guy did and say, it just can't happen. You're crazy. And when you get that kind of feedback, you have a tendency to just discount everything these people say.
Yeah, exactly.
855-453, the SACL toll-free call-in line here on Free Talk Live. Are we giving bad advice to people? Are vaccines great? Please call in. Let us know.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Tombstone Pizza. With multiple varieties to choose from, there's a Tombstone Pizza that's sure to please your family. What do you want on your tombstone? Family dinner is important, but who said it has to be at the table? When life gets busy and the pressure is on, pull out the good paper plates and settle in for pizza and a movie. It's fun, easy, and memorable for the whole family. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
My mom gives me a glass of emergency kids every day before school.
Why, with all the vitamin C and antioxidants you're getting, I bet you're a bit of a recess renegade. Making mud pies with your bare hands, capturing bullfrogs to scare the girls, even daring to eat a piece of meatless meatloaf your friend smuggled out of the cafeteria on a triple dog dare, right?
No.
Relax, kid. I'm just making a point. Introducing Emergency Kids, with immune-supporting vitamin C, antioxidants, and fun fizzy flavors kids love like orange fruit punch and grape. Find us on Facebook and feel the good.